The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's kick things off with a little PSA, and it goes like this. Never use your phone in a porta potty. This story is so disgusting. A 30-year-old man dropped his $1,100 iPhone 12 Pro Max in a porta potty. Okay. It went down, and guess what he did? Oh, I couldn't imagine. He dove into it up to his waist, took his shoes off so he could feel his phone. No surprise, the phone worked, but he felt flushed and he was sick and he needed to go to the hospital. So, pro tip, sometimes you just need to let it go. Just move on. And on that not so happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the nation's biggest show, the most trusted show about all things digital. I am, of course, Kim Commando, America's beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And if you're a new listener, we're so glad that you found us. And if you're a regular listener, hey, welcome back. We're glad that you're here, too. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations across the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can also find me as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, all 3 hours with 3 months' worth of archives over at commando.com. It's called The Commando Community. And a big hello and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio, reaching over 375,000 U.S. service members serving in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. I love that. And I'm sure you have at least one digital dilemma, one problem, one question, one thing that you're wondering if you should buy. And I'm here to help you on our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener Line. And that's 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And you can always drop me your email, drop me your question via email, rather, over at commando.com. And there's a link in the upper right-hand corner that says email Kim. All right, every single day I visit at least 30 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on all things digital. And at the top of each show, I like to pass along 5 things that you need to know. And let's start at number one. Now, we've all heard about how ChatGPT is going to eliminate jobs in the future. Now, here are some jobs that ChatGPT has already eliminated. First victims, people in the media, those folks who write technical manuals, journalists, but not those who write in-depth articles. Well, at least not yet. Now, the music industry is working hard to come up with a hit composed and arranged by ChatGPT. Let me tell you, it's just a matter of time. Now, you might remember about 10 years ago, fast food workers threatened to strike for higher pay. Now, you're not going to see this ever happen again. Wendy's Hamburgers is automating its drive-through windows using an AI chatbot trained to understand all sorts of human voices, accents, inflections, and then speak naturally to customers. This is not something that's going to be coming out in 5 years or 10 years. Let me tell you, it's happening right now. You can bet that McDonald's, Burger King, and all the others are just going to be right behind them. Coming in at number two, Creeps Ahoy. Picture this. You're on a Royal Caribbean cruise, you know, doing what you have to do in the bathroom, and then you look up and suddenly you see a camera pointed right at you. That's exactly what happened on this cruise ship. A guy went to the bathroom, he noticed a camera pointed right over the stall, and then he notified the Royal Caribbean cruise crew. They looked at the footage. They acted quickly, they removed the camera, and they found a memory card with hours and hours of footage on it. What did they see? About 150 people using the bathroom, changing clothes, they're naked. The victims also included 40 minors, some as young as 4 or 5 years old. Now, the footage also showed the suspect setting up the camera and adjusting its position to focus on the toilet. What a creepo. Now, the suspect's name is Jeremy Fiolas, and he later admitted to placing the camera. He faces charges of video voyeurism, attempted possession of child exploitation material. And guess what this guy did for a living? What do you think somebody does? What do you think somebody like this does for a living? How do you think they make money? Oh, I mean, just throw it out there. And I guarantee you that you are not coming up with the right profession. Jeremy was the cybersecurity officer for the city of Kissimmee in Florida. Cybersecurity? Really? Ugh. What a creep. Let's move on to number three. Parents, you have to listen to this. Researchers from Georgia State and the University of South Florida, they created a few chatbots that posed as 13-year-old girls online to understand how these child predators work. The results? The chatbots logged about 1,000 conversations with adults that they thought they were talking to a 13-year-old girl. Now, most of these conversations, in fact, almost all of them were sexual. And the creep sent over links for these kids to click on. Here's an example of a real conversation. The predator. What are you doing right now? Chatbot. I'm alone in my room. Predator. What are you wearing at this moment? Then the predator sends a link back to Werribee.com. Well, this is a little known conferencing service that they do choose because this in this conferencing service, the predators can take control of the kids' webcams at any given moment and make them active at any point in time. Somebody ought to be talking to them and shutting down that little quote-unquote feature, really? And why do we have to have researchers find this out? Gross. Number four, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's space junk. More than 170 million pieces of space junk are just flying above us. I'm talking about Starlink satellites, old Chinese rocket boosters, dead Soviet satellites, NASA problems and shrapnel. That's about 10,800 tons of space junk that's orbiting the Earth. So the question is, will this stuff ever hit our planet? Well, it's already happening. Governments and space agencies are worried. Scientists say there's a 10% chance that a person will be struck and killed by a spacecraft or spent rocket booster within the next decade. Now, since 1957, about 15,400 satellites have been launched into orbit, and just over 10,000 are still there. So we've got like 5,000 that are making their way back to us, babe. So the country responsible for most of this stuff is, drumroll please, the United States. That's right. Then comes Russia, and then comes China. So if you want to see what junk's floating around you in real time, just look up Leo Labs Space Junk Tool on Google. Once again, it's called the Leo Labs Space Junk Tool. Yep. Debris does Dallas. And this, coming in at number five, aloha. Yes, we're going to head over to Hawaii because two tourists were just cruising around in their rental Dodge minivan trying to find a guided snorkeling tour, and they were just following their trusty GPS. But their GPS led them straight through a harbor. Yes, a harbor filled with water. So did they stop when they saw the water? Nope. They just drove right in. And bystanders nearby are like, what the heck are these ladies doing? Why didn't they get out of their car? The ladies were just trusting their GPS, and they didn't realize that anything was going wrong. But fortunately, some good Samaritans were there, and they rescued them from the van before they drowned. So just a reminder, Google Maps and Apple Maps are not always accurate. Yes, we have to use common sense. You know, I bet the conversation in that minivan went something like this. Susie, the GPS just told me to turn around, and now I can't see where I'm driving. Help me. All right, coming up in just a few moments, a special treat. We're going to be talking to an AI expert about jobs and what you could be doing about that right now. And then later on in our privacy and security tip, we're going to talk about how you can wipe out what you search for in your browser and on social media. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is a way to join us. And if you're not already getting our official show newsletters, you are totally missing out. Head over to getkim.com and join over 400,000 folks who get our newsletters, and they love them. You can unsubscribe at any time, but you're not going to want to do that. So you want to sign up right now. It's free. Just try it over at getkim.com. Okay, it's no great secret that AI is totally causing serious disruption in the job market. Goldman Sachs estimates over 300 million jobs, wow, being lost or degraded because of artificial intelligence. And I know that so many of you are wondering, like, what the future holds for your careers. But you have to remember, with every innovation comes new opportunities. And that's where something called prompt engineering comes in. This is an AI job that requires, thankfully, no actual engineering experience, but it's really important to how ChatGPT and all the other programs function. So today, joining us, we have the CEO of Octane AI, Matt Schlicht, and he's going to talk to us about how this all works. And this guy's just a total boss in the chatbot and AI space. He's been recognized by Forbes on their 30 Under 30 list two times. He's the founder of Chatbots Magazine. It's a really huge resource for learning about chatbots online. And so let me ask you this, Matt. How does this ChatGPT, how do the prompts actually work? Let's just start at the beginning.
Yeah, 100%. And first, thanks for having me on. And I believe that everybody out in the world should learn about AI. This is happening really, really fast. And if you don't go learn about artificial intelligence, that's like if computers were coming out and you didn't go learn about computers, exactly. You were very quickly going to find yourself behind. So how does prompt engineering work and how does ChatGPT work? So OpenAI is the company that has created ChatGPT, and they've actually spent over $500 million already just to make this even possible. And they have tens of billions of dollars more that they're using to do this. Their technology, specifically GPT-3 and GPT-4, which is what they call their AI, has read over 10% of the internet. So that's every single language, almost every wow. website. It's read code. It has trillions and trillions of data points. And what this technology can do is, if you prompt it, which is what we'll talk about, with a question or something more complicated, it will predict, based on all these trillions of data points, what data should come next. So if you ask it, you know, what color is the sky? It will use all these trillions of data points to predict that blue is probably the answer. And there's millions and millions of people who are using this technology today.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it has read everything on the internet. And I'll tell you a story, Matt. This was just fascinating to me. Is when ChatGPT was first announced back in November, right? And it was just rolling out and you had to wait a little bit to get in. Is that I went in and I said, you know what? Let's just ask it, like, who is Kim Komando? And it comes out with pretty much a Wikipedia type of response and maybe not a lot of the details. And then I decided to ask it, you know, is Kim Komando her real name? And it came back with this elaborate description about how I was born Kimberly and Tomney, and I decided to change my name when I started getting into the broadcast careers because I was focused on consumer tech and I had a computer engineering degree. And so it just made sense that I would pick Command as computer as my last name. And it had an alliteration and all. Okay. It was just the biggest pile of BS.
Yep.
That I don't even know where it came from. And so, you know, we always have to know that. I don't know how recent you've taken a look at ChatGPT, but this morning was on it. I just happened to notice that there's now this disclaimer at the bottom that says ChatGPT is not always factually correct. Because let me tell you, I was born Kim Komando. I suffered many years in middle school saying, oh, do you go Komando, Komando? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, okay, I do. Just be quiet enough. But back to these prompt engineering. It's used in everyday products, right? Not just ChatGPT. It's also in Siri and Alexa and Cortana that nobody uses, and Google Assistant.
Yeah, so I think what's important to recognize about this technology is, one, it is in fact basically magic. It is actually really amazing and a huge, huge leap. This is not hype. This is a real transformative technology that is happening. And yes, it's not perfect. Yes, it makes mistakes, but it is getting faster than most people are going to be comfortable with. And it is going to transform the world, this technology and others like it. When it gets something wrong within the industry, those are referred to as hallucinations. So it's learning, it's getting better. The thing that it's the best at isn't necessarily being factual, but the fact that it can understand what you're saying, it can come up with stories, it can be creative.
Pretty amazing.
These are things that previously most people would have said, a computer can never be creative. Everything in humanity is safe. Creativity, we will always have that. AI will never be able to replicate that. But what we're finding today is an AI can tell better stories than people. It can summarize content better than people. It can process massive amounts of data better than people, which that's at Octane AI, that's exactly what we utilize this technology for, is we use the technology that powers ChatGPT to help businesses that make millions and millions of dollars a year analyze really, really large amounts of data. And this technology is really amazing at that. Or we even use this technology to help these brands provide personal shoppers in the form of a quiz on a website to help people figure out what exactly to buy. So ChatGPT from OpenAI uses this technology, and it's amazing. Other technology like Siri or Amazon Alexa, you cannot yet do prompt engineering with them. They're actually quite far behind where ChatGPT is. If you go talk to Alexa and you try to ask it a question, it's going to give you maybe an answer. And if it does give you an answer, it's going to be very abrupt and you can't continue that conversation. With ChatGPT, you can continue the conversation. You can ask it, where did my name come from? Is that my real name? Can you turn this into a poem? Can you, you know, why did you just tell me that thing? You can actually talk to it for a long time. And that's not something that is available anywhere else right now.
You know, this is terrific. Now, Matt, there's a lot more I want to talk with you about all this. I mean, with AI taking so many jobs, I want to talk about what folks can do now, knowing this is happening, and about any future job opportunities. And I want us to pass along ways that the average American can make AI work for them, not against them. But before we get to all this, oh, I know I hate this, but I have to take a short commercial break because, well, we have to pay some bills. So everyone, stay with us, because your future is changing and you need to be on top of things, and you don't want to miss what we're going to be talking about next.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, if you're just joining us, we've been in conversation with Max Schlick. He is the CEO of a company called Octane AI. And Matt, I totally appreciate you holding on during that commercial break, but let's switch gears a bit, because I really want to talk about AI's impact on a person's livelihood.
AI is scary. There's no other way around it. I think historically, there's never been a technology like AI, because what AI is doing, at least right now, is it is consolidating all knowledge from that's available from all humanity, and it is making that accessible in a conversational way. And this is going to have a really big impact on jobs. I recently wrote an article that went viral, over 100,000 people have read it, which talks about the rise of autonomous agents, which is something that goes beyond chatbots. This is where you can actually have an AI where you can give it an objective and it will come up with the tasks to complete that objective all on its own. And then it will go complete those tasks and it will come back to you once this is finished. And so something like an autonomous agent, which is what we're building at Octane AI, these are very attractive to employers because they can hire it for cheaper. Sure. It can work 24/7. It can process data at much larger scales than a person can. It can do a lot of things that a person can't. So that is going to put future jobs at risk, because I think employers will hire less people because their current people will be able to leverage AI and be more efficient. So that's scary. And this is going to happen really fast. I think my best recommendation to everybody out there is what you can do to protect yourself in this situation. which nobody can predict exactly what's going to happen, is you need to educate yourself on artificial intelligence. You need to go sign up for ChatGPT. You need to go figure out how you can apply AI in your current job, because that is going to become a requirement. And the sooner you can do it, the more protected you are. The other part of AI, though, that, you know, this is really exciting from a business perspective for businesses who can leverage it. But another part is it's very exciting for education. I think people get varying levels of educational opportunities, but this AI knows a lot and it's just going to get better. Sure, it can hallucinate now, but that's going to improve. If you go sign up for ChatGPT and you give it a topic that you don't understand and you simply tell it, hey, I'm trying to understand how home loans work, for example. I was offered this home loan and this is the data they gave me. Can you please explain to me how this works? Can you look at this other offer that I got? Which one of these should I use? Or can you explain to me how, you know, multiplication works? Or can you give me example math problems to do? I think that AI is going to democratize education for every topic, and it's going to make it something that is probably free or close to free. And in a world where AI is going to create a really tumultuous situation for a lot of people, also democratizing this really insane level of education for everybody, I think that also gives people a really good opportunity.
You know, that's really smart, Matt, is to really, where AI can be used on an educational basis. That's some smart thinking. Before you leave us, because you were talking about your company developing AI that can complete a task, go through all the goals and objectives, and then get it done. Can you give us a real life example of that, where that's happening today and where it's possibly replacing somebody who would be doing all these tasks over a period of time?
Yes. So at Octane AI, we have a product that we have just come out with called Insights, where a brand who sells online, for example, Jones Road Beauty from Bobby Brown, uses us, and they have almost 100,000 product reviews. And previously, they would go give these 100,000 reviews to people on their team and ask them to go consume them and come back to them and say, here's what people don't like about the product, here's what people do like, here's how we should make marketing better in the future. But when you have 100,000 reviews, that is too much data for a person to go through. That's right. Going to take years and years, and you don't have that amount of time. And so what our product Insights does is they can import all 100,000 of those reviews, and they can ask our AI agent, a question, any question they want. For example, can you tell me the top things people don't like and how we could go about fixing them? And within 30 seconds, it will come out with multiple pages that go over that exact answer with exact suggestions. So that's one example of how this already works today. Other examples that are going to pop up are simple assistant-based projects that could apply to an everyday person. For example, helping you with annoying things like booking a flight or ordering food tomorrow or figuring out what meals you could make with the food in your fridge. Imagine that you could take a picture of your fridge and say, hey, I need to make dinner tonight. Can you figure out what we can make? And a couple seconds later, it messages you a recipe and puts a event on your calendar when you should start cooking. That's the types of things that I think people can expect pretty soon.
And hopefully it will tell me that the zucchini has these big black swatches on it, so you probably
don't
want to.
And I think it will probably do that before the end of this year. That's the number one thing. Throw everything you thought about innovation and the speed of tech out the window. We are in a completely new situation the world has never seen before, and magical things and scary things are going to come at us extremely fast right now.
And the bottom line is, if you haven't tried ChatGPT, just get off your butt and go over and try it. It's absolutely free. Hey, Matt, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
And once again, Matt's company's name is Octane AI. So while your fears of AI taking your job, it's totally legit. But you have to remember there's always going to be space for new innovators. So just like when the car took over the horse and buggy, AI is going to be offering up new roles, new opportunities. But you have to get started with your knowledge base right now. All right, let's just be honest. A lot of things that you may type into your browser search bar are embarrassing. And also, what about on social media? What if somebody got a hold of everything that you searched for on Facebook or on Twitter, and then that person saw that you were looking up, I don't know, maybe an ex, maybe a high school sweetheart, and you're like, ooh, is it that easy for somebody to actually see what I'm typing in? It is. It is. So in this privacy and security tip, we're going to walk you through all the steps that you need to make sure that whatever you search for on social media, that it's gone for good. It goes poof into the intergalactic bit bucket. So we're going to start with Facebook because, well, let's face it, most of us are on Facebook, whether we like it or not. But it uses your search history, they say, to show you targeted ads. But if you want to keep some semblance of privacy on the site and the app, what you want to do is go in there periodically and just wipe out the activity log, all the logged actions and your search history, because you're going to see a list of every search that you've ever made on Facebook up to this point. Yeah, imagine if somebody saw that. I know, you're like, thanks, Kim. How do I wipe it out? I'm not going to be giving you the steps here in audio because it's too difficult for you to follow along. Just know that we're going to walk you through step by step all of these, always on the website at commando.com. But it's not just Facebook. It's also Twitter. Twitter keeps track of your search history. They say it can help you find profiles you look for often. Well, you know, this could be annoying, right? Maybe you don't want other people to know that either. Now, of course, Facebook also owns Instagram, so you know what that means. Mm-hmm. We're spreading the love of keeping track of your data. And once again, it's convenient, but it's also good to clear out that search data every once in a while, especially if you're using it on your phone, because this way you can maybe save up some space. So we're going to walk you through Instagram. Okay, what about Google Chrome? Because we want to make sure that your browsers are all clear, too. Firefox. Firefox, you know, I don't know if I've told you this lately. I know I'm totally on a tangent. But, you know, Firefox just a few years ago used to have about 20 to 25% of the browser marketplace. Guess what the percentage is now? It's almost 0%. Wow. Why is that? Probably because of Chrome and Safari. And also, speaking of Edge, yes, in case you want to clear your search history in Edge. And of course, Safari, we have all these links and all the steps that you need free for the taking over at commando.com. So just search. Once again, you go to commando.com, and then there's a link at the top of the page that says Kim Show, or you can search for how to wipe out what you search for in a browser. But if you want to just find it the easy way, just go to commando.com and hit that link that says Kim Show. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls, as well as, oh, later on, a great tip. If you have a security cam, I want to make sure that you're not breaking the law with it. So stay right where you are here on Kim Commando Today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, if you want to get more tech know-how every single morning, I have a challenge for you. In the morning when you're brushing your teeth, instead of singing happy birthday, I want you to listen to my daily podcast called The Daily Tech Update. Because in about 2 minutes, okay, time it takes to brush your teeth, you're going to know about the top news story, and then you're going to get one great digital life hack. So again, every morning when you're brushing your teeth, just make sure that you get the Daily Tech Update from me, Kim Commando. So wherever you get your podcasts, just search for my last name, Commando, and make sure that you get our Daily Tech Update. Back to the phones we go with Miriam in Peoria, Illinois.
Hi. Well, I heard your podcast. I found out you had one, and I downloaded it, and I was listening as I was driving down the road. And you said that Cam Scanner is one of the apps that we need to get rid of, delete, because it is coming out of China, and that might have something to do with national security or something like that. My big question is, I've got years of documents on my Cam Scanner app, and
oh no.
I know, I hate the way you said that. That means I'm in trouble, and I need to keep my documents.
Well,
I'm a truck driver,
yes.
And right now I'm not in Peoria. I travel across North America. And it's, but right now, I really didn't take it seriously. Now, all of a sudden, boom, it hit me. Now I'm a target for a foreign government? Ah, help.
Well, okay. Well, here, come on back down to the United States first, okay? You know, it started with TikTok, okay? The app TikTok is that anything that you do in TikTok, whether it's your text messages, your photos, your voice print, your fingerprint, PIN, it's all being sent to communist China. And that's why there's a big push in the United States to get 150 million Americans off of TikTok, which I think is going to be a monumental task, and I'm not sure it's ever going to happen. And so now TikTok's saying, well, we're not really in Beijing anymore. We're kind of in Singapore, kind of almost. So anyway, bottom line is that whatever you do in these apps, it's being, your data is being sent to who knows who in China. And that's the same thing with this cam scanner. So you have all these documents, and if you're concerned about data security and privacy, which I think you should be, because you don't know where else these apps and or what they're putting on your system, what they're tracking, if you remove it, is it totally removed? I mean, there's just a lot of questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and cam scanner, if what kind of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone 13 Pro Max with a terabyte of data space.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so you know, if you're using an iPhone 13, is that it has the Notes app built in, and when you open the Notes app, there's a camera, and that thing works flawlessly.
Well, here was the problem, the dilemma that I'm in. Majority of the companies that I have to deal with, they got cam scanner too. And believe it or not, cam scanner was the best when I first got it, and still is the best one.
Of course,
app
yeah.
that took care of all of everything that I needed as far as storing documents, being able to categorize file documents, and make it convenient to pull them up when I needed to. And when somebody calls me a month later, or 6 months later, hey, we never got this document. Flip it over to cam scanner, email it to them. It's done.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is that, you know, you've been using this for so long, and I get this, and you've got a lot of your business and your life and your time wrapped up into it. But at the same time, you just have to be aware that whatever you're doing with it, it's getting a copy of it's going over to communist China. Now, you know, what you can do with cam scanner is there are steps that you can upload everything that you have in there into iCloud so that you would have access to it through your iPhone by just searching for a keyword or Google Drive or Dropbox. And then once you have all the documents exported from cam scanner, then you can just go ahead and keep using the Notes app on your iPhone. Now, I know what you're saying. It's hard. This is a big decision because you've been using it and your clients use it and your friends use it and everybody else uses it. So it's really up to you at this point, whether or not you want to continue. I can just tell you from my personal opinion, I would not use cam scanner. I wouldn't recommend that you use cam scanner. And I wouldn't even let my enemy use cam scanner. I don't have any enemies, but if I did, I would tell them not to use it too. And if you need the steps on how to remove it and how to use notes and all that other good stuff, Miriam, we have all of that over on the website at commando.com. And thanks for finding our podcast. Monday through Friday, you can get Kim Commando Today. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search for my last name, Commando with a K, of course. All right, these Chinese apps, it's not just cam scanner. Of course, we all know about TikTok, but TikTok also owns Lemonade, yeah, CapCut. Temu is also one that I don't want you to have on your phone. Shein, TurboVPN. Oh, gosh, that's just a nightmare. You think you're protecting your privacy, but everything that you're doing is being sent back to China. WeChat, the UC browser, and Shared. And in case you're like, hey, where can I see that whole list? Just head over to the website, commando.com, and that handy-dandy search box, just type in Chinese apps. All right, security cameras are a great way to protect your property. But if you don't set them up correctly, you could pay some hefty legal fees. And I want to make sure you're not breaking any laws when it comes to recording on that security cam. Now, in most places, there are rules about who, what, and where can record. Now, if you don't follow those, you're going to be in trouble. So first of all, you don't want to be a creep. It's illegal to record people in areas where they expect privacy, like in a bathroom. Now, in some states, you can't record audio without anyone's consent. So if your security camera comes with audio, you have to check the laws in your area before you start recording. Now, of course, you totally have the right to set up security cameras around your property, but just make sure the cam's not pointed at, like, at your neighbor's jacuzzi or backyard. It's not fair to them. And so you want to be smart and you want to be careful. You want to keep your property safe, but you definitely never, ever, ever want to step on anyone's toes. Hey, do me a solid, tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and the Kim Komando Today podcast, because everyone needs more tech smarts and knowledge is power.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.